this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, celebrities behaving badly. A woman texts a man, and it sends her to jail.
Ooh.
Yes. I'll tell you all about that. Coming up for you.
The Ball, Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Can we just talk about how nice it was to have a beautiful Easter Sunday?
Oh, it was wonderful. The weather was perfect.
How much time did you spend outside?
Almost all day.
Really?
Yeah.
What
we
did
were
you do?
Outside. After lunch, we went outside. We took pictures in the park. I read outside. The girls and I just kind of hung out on our back porch.
What were you reading?
It's a new book that I got. Although I got it for Christmas, and I just haven't picked it up yet. I can't remember the name. It's a New York Times bestseller, though. I know that.
Oh, gotcha. Did Oprah tell you to read it? Is that what it is?
No. I'm a part of her book club. I'm kidding. No, it was gorgeous outside.
Had a chance to get over to, went out to beautiful Brooklyn, Michigan, USA, and installed screens.
Ooh.
Yes.
That sounds like fun.
Screens in mom's house.
That okay.
That was it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think the older you get, the more you just don't notice. But we walked in there and the air was just,
oh. Oh.
You know that feeling where you walk in and you go, oh.
Yeah, it hits you in the face is what it does.
It smacked me in the
face. Yeah, yeah.
I see the print
of the screen on your face.
So we put screens in there and then we took the kids home and I looked at the kids and I looked at my beautiful bride and I said, kids, Wendy and I are going for a ride. And we hopped on Fiona and we just rode all over creation. Don't call her Fifi.
I gotta call her Fifi.
Why would you need to call my bike Fifi?
Well, because that's her nickname.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's
it's
the
not.
Nickname I gave her.
We had a beautiful season or a beautiful holiday, and now we got another season just around the corner.
What's that?
Construction season.
Oh, yuck.
Now, there are some potholes that could house, let's just say, Onsted. Something happened to Onsted.
Look in that pothole.
You could go over there and say, hey, Onsted, come on over here. We're going to put you in this pothole, all right?
And it would fit.
Oh, yeah, you'd have
completely.
More room.
Yes,
you could invite all of Pulaski over.
What about Homer?
Well, Homer would need its own. There's no commingling with Homer and Pulaski.
Yeah, no, that's right. You're right. My bad.
It's a long, long and storied feud that goes on there. But construction season is coming up, and a lot of it's set to start in just a couple of weeks. May 15th is when West Michigan Avenue is going to be torn up. They're going to do that from First Street to Blackstone.
Okay, I'm picturing that in my head. Okay, I'm trying to picture my own route.
Yes. Oh, your route's going to be screwed up. Don't worry.
Great. Yeah. Fantastic.
They are going to be doing some construction around your area there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that will be, what is that? Kibbe Road, the Kibbe Road area.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be construction there on the side streets.
Fantastic.
But then they're also going to tear up 4th Street.
Again?
Yes.
Didn't they just do this?
They did. They did. From, what is it? Is it Hinckley? What is that? Hackley? Hinckley? Over there by the golf course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're going to, Hickory.
Hickory.
Me. Hickory.
Oh, man.
They're tearing up Hickory right on through Audubon Boulevard.
Oh.
They're going to do an upgrade. They're going to do an upgrade to that roundabout. I can't wait.
What?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to leave my house.
No, you're going to be stuck right there. In order for you to get here to the radio station on the south side of Jackson, you're going to have to travel north to Leslie. I do believe,
Fantastic.
In order for you to get back, though, there is one caveat. You're going to have to jump the Cooper Street Bridge.
So, good.
Phoenix, Arizona. It's probably
beautiful place.
There. Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
Never been there.
I want to go to Arizona. I've never been.
Well, stay away from this lady.
In Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're heading to Phoenix, stay away from Jacqueline Aids, okay?
Okay.
We're just going to call her Jackie.
Jackie. Okay.
All right. She went on a date with a guy.
As one does.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then she started texting him after that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no...
Again, normal things.
No follow-up date, however. She continued to send texts.
Oh, still no follow-up.
Still no follow-up.
Okay.
Nope. For about 3 months, they exchanged texts, and then she had a fight with her mom.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. And at that point, she started texting this guy, who shall remain nameless, because that's what he wants. She had a fight with her mom, texted him, said, hey, what if I really had a strange mind? What if I said I wanted to, I don't know, skin you and wear your flesh? things like that, you know, as one does.
Ew, what?
Yes. This went on and on. And if someone texted you and said, hey, Jenny, I'd like to skin you and eat your flesh, or skin you rather and wear your flesh. I think she said she wanted to eat his fingers or something like that, too. Would you text this person back?
No.
Yes, that's the right answer. That is the right answer.
No.
And as a matter of fact, this gentleman stopped texting her.
Yeah.
She, however, continued.
Uh-huh.
She's in jail now, by the way. She's awaiting trial.
Did she, in fact, skin him and eat his fingers?
No, but she sent him 159,000 texts.
What? What?
Yeah, 159,000 texts.
Wow.
No replies. She's in jail. She's awaiting trial. And actually, she was offered a plea deal.
Oh, really?
Yep. The attorney for the other guy said, you know what? We'll give you time served. You're going to have to go see a psychiatrist because she's been seen by three.
Oh.
Two said she's not competent. One what? Said she's restorable. And the other two said, you know what? She's not competent, but she is. We can fix her.
Oh.
She can be fixed.
Really? You can come back from that?
Apparently. So they offer her 10 years probation and time served. She says, no, no, nay, nay, I want to go to trial.
What?
Yes. She wants to go to trial. She wants to be found not guilty and have a jury order this guy to marry her.
Well, there you go, right there.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. I really want to marry him.
Oh.
Oh, I can't even. I'm still stuck on the I want, you know, skin you and eat your fingers.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he ghosted her. He was terrified.
I think if there is a reason for ghosting someone, that would be it.
Yeah, you
but
think?
In her mind, oh, this is going somewhere. In her mind, this is a storybook.
Oh, he's playing hard to get.
In actuality, this is actually a precedent that will be looked back on for years to come. Jackie, the crazy texter.
It's insanity.
This girl really likes me.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, wait. What's happening in Hollyweird, kid?
Madonna's going to be taking the stage with her new song, Medellin, at the Billboard Music Awards.
Okay.
2 days after it was released, Medellin is a pair, it's a duet between herself and Colombian singer Maluma.
I'm
so they will be performing.
There's going to be like a parrot, a pack of gum, and a top hat. Somehow involved in all of this.
You think so?
Well, it's Madonna. She's got to do something weird.
Something absolutely bananas.
She's got such an incredible voice. I don't know why she has to be so controversial every time she steps out on stage.
I don't know that I'd go that far to have to say that she has an incredible voice. I think what's kept her around for so long is her uniqueness that she brings. She brings something to the table that not a lot of performers do. And it is.
It's like a parrot, a pack of gum, and a top hat.
It'll mark Madonna's first performance of new music on TV in more than 4 years. Speaking of music, Taylor Swift just keeps getting more bizarre in her social media. So, you know, her album's dropping soon, but she keeps posting different things on social media.
Get ready to have my point from the previous conversation made.
Okay. So, she's posted a countdown clock on April 12th to her social media. She's got a weird, like a hand picture, a picture of a brooch. The latest on Saturday was a picture of chickens with sunglasses, and so her fans think that these are all clues to either song titles, her album, something. What happened to, this is when my album's gonna drop, look forward to it.
Are we gonna talk about that?
Sure, let's talk about
it. Would we talk about that?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, probably not.
But you put out a chicken wearing sunglasses.
People are talking about it.
Madonna's song could be horrible, but if there's a top hat, a goat,
and a pack of gum, people are like, ooh, Madonna.
You ever seen a goat chew gum? It's awesome.
Look forward to that. Adele. Her and her husband have split. They are getting a divorce. She actually is giving him a house. She, hey, Here's the house. You just take the house. So they've been together for 12 years, and they've been very, very private. They share a son together. They are getting divorced. But here's where, you know, being as popular as Adele is, fans have kind of just started saying, you know, we're sad she's getting a divorce, but man, we're really looking forward to that album coming out. Because they know through pain, you know, she starts writing. Her lowest point was her first album. And so, and then she's gone on record saying that that was her lowest point until she met her husband now. So I can't imagine what the album's going to look like from Adele as she's getting divorced.
I wanted to figure out what happened between the two of them, and it turned out it was just one of those stupid fights.
Oh, was
just
it?
Just one of those stupid fights that happened. You know the ice dispenser on most refrigerators?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, you know, he would go and he'd fill up a cup and he'd just kick it underneath the refrigerator.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
That's what started it?
It was all water under the fridge. Seriously, it's stupid fights.
Gets you every time. That's today's beat.
Oh, I went out golfing yesterday.
Oh, it was perfect day for golfing.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
We went out a little early, so it was a little chilly. I had a sweatshirt on and a Henley underneath that.
I don't know what a Henley is.
It's one of those, think lumberjack with the three buttons up top but no collar.
Oh, okay.
And I had one of those on. You don't know what a Henley is?
I do now. I don't know why you have one.
Why would I not have a Henley?
I don't
Every
know.
Every man needs Does a Henley.
Really?
At least five of them.
Okay. I mean, I guess. I just feel like that's a waste of shirt. Like, either have a collared shirt or have a t-shirt.
It's not
but
a collared
Henley is
shirt.
Weird. I know. That's why it's weird. Why the buttons?
So that you can, you know, have, I don't know, air hit your chest? Take
I
it
just
up
think
with
that's
Mr.
weird.
Henley.
Okay, I'm going to.
Actually,
I'm going to write a strongly suggested letter.
Send a letter to Mrs. Henley, because Mrs. Henley let Mr. Henley make that shirt and then
that's
hand him
right.
out.
Mrs. Henley. Ah, what were you thinking? Weird. Anyways, you were golfing.
I have no idea what you have against the Henley.
I just think it's weird. I think it's a weird shirt. I don't understand the concept.
When you're out and about and you see someone wearing a Henley, what do you
think? Do people...
What's up with your shirt there, Toots? Either have a collared shirt or a non-collared shirt.
For men is what I mean. Women don't typically wear collared shirts.
What?
Do they? I give up. Never mind. You were golfing. It was a nice day. You were golfing.
I'm so beyond the golfing now. I want to know
you
all about Jenny Lewis's fashion tips.
No, Jenny Lewis does not have fashion tips.
Why do you have it's either a collared shirt or a t-shirt? And yet you're wearing a button-down shirt with no collar.
It's a blouse, in your words. It's a top. Women don't wear a ton of collared shirts.
Of course you're wearing a top. If you weren't wearing a top, you wouldn't be allowed here in the building.
Thank God for that.
So what is the acceptable amount of buttons in for a shirt for men to wear? Is there an acceptable amount? Okay, I'm wearing a polo right now.
You're wearing a polo. Yes, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, two or three buttons. It's fine. I just think Henleys are weird. I don't know. I just don't know why they exist. And why have buttons? If you're going to be a shirt, be a shirt. I just don't understand the confusion with that. I just don't get it.
We're going to dive into the psyche.
No, we're not.
That
it's deep. No, we're not.
Jenny Lewis.
No.
At some point this morning and find out the reason for her disdain of Henley shirts. And I'd like to apologize for everyone that is wearing a Henley this morning.
Me too, sorry.
That is now looking in the rearview mirror, thinking, guessing their choices.
Do I have time to go home and change and put on an actual
don't
shirt?
Don't go home and change.
No, don't. I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Don't worry. Jenny Lewis is taking a shirt that looks like it belongs on a doll from the 1960s.
This is a cute shirt.
It is. It's going to be 73 today. She's wearing a sweater.
Because it's
like
chilly.
To point that out right
it's
now.
It's chilly this morning for the same reason you were wearing a sweatshirt yesterday. Thank you. I rest my case.
How is that resting your case?
It's cold in the morning and warm in the afternoon.
All right. Just go somewhere. Somewhere else right now. Apologize to the people that wear Henleys. Scott and Jenny here with you on this beautiful Monday, the 22nd. Coming up this weekend, it's the opening of Danny Girl at Jackson High. My buddy Diego Febles Cordero always loves to pick some new shows, newish shows, and challenge his kids. And instead of doing, you know, Wizard of Oz or The Music Man or another show that you've seen a thousand times, like Brigadoon, which you're happy only comes around every 75 years. Those horrible, horrible shows that have been done. Not horrible shows, but...
but they've just been done a lot.
Yeah, how many times have you seen Oklahoma? Or how many times have you avoided seeing Oklahoma? That's a better
can't
way
even
of
tell you
it.
More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of those. Rodgers and Hammerstein, they've been dead for a while. So let's just let's go ahead and put a blanket over them and forget their shows.
Just move on.
For another century.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
You're killing two people in the studio right now.
No, I'm not. They're very happy about this.
No, they're dying on the inside.
They are not dying on
they're
the inside.
They're theater kids. It's super dramatic.
No, not even a little bit. Alex Schultz, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Junior at Jackson High and senior Mackenzie Halstead, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so we got a real feel-good show coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
I cannot wait to give Diego a hard time about this. The name of the show is Danny Girl, and you, Mackenzie, play Danny?
I do, yes.
Okay, all right. And what exactly is going on with Danny?
So Danny is a 9-year-old that has been... this is the whole show is centered around her being diagnosed with leukemia for the second time.
Mm.
Very happy topic, but she channels all of this into her imagination, and it's her way of coping, and it's actually really, really lighthearted. So even though you're like seeing this 9-year-old go through her second bout of leukemia, she's still staying happy through all the games that she plays and comes up with.
All right, and Alex, who are you playing in this?
I play 10-year-old Marty, who is someone who has Hodgkin's cancer, who is her roommate, and comes in. And he's kind of just at a different point than she is because he's a little older and he kind of understands what's happening. But Danico really brings up his hopes and, like, they kind of fight this battle together. And it's really fun to watch these two, you know, come together and just deal with some stuff that some adults wouldn't even be able to.
Oh, I can't even deal with you guys describing the play to me, let alone. So, this show is this Saturday, or Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What time?
At 7 o'clock.
All right, and then Sunday as well at 3 o'clock.
Yep, and the Saturday show, part of the ticket sales are going to the American Cancer Society.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
How much are tickets, do you guys know?
$7.
And can you order them in advance, or do you just buy them right at the door?
No, they're going to be right at the door. I don't think we've ever done ticket sales online, but...
and it's at Jackson High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So get on over there. The show is Danny Girl, and how long is it? How long are we sitting there?
It's a pretty short show. It's originally one act long, but we put an intermission just because a lot of people aren't used to sitting in a theater for a whole show.
Well, you gotta pee at some point.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's the thing. And we need a break too.
Yeah.
We need time to pee.
So this sounds there's been a lot of it. There's been a lot of movies that have revolved around a very similar topic about like a romance, but it sounds like those basically revolve around teenagers.
Right.
The Space Between Us.
Yep.
Isn't that one of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That looks good.
Okay.
It does look, yeah.
And then there's a couple other movies that have been out there dealing with similar situations. But this, you go even younger. You go 9 and 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and it sounds sadder than it is. I think it's actually a really cool way to do it because you see it through the eyes of a 9-year-old and you see it through this kind of whimsical, like, objective of like, oh, well, I just have to beat cancer. That's all I got to do.
Oh, that's it.
Right. It's just, in her mind, it's just this easy thing that has to be done. And we kind of just go through it very lightheartedly. So it's fun to watch.
That's coming up this Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock shows, and then Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. The show is Danny Girl. Guys, stick around. I have more questions for you. We have Alex Schultz, Mackenzie Halstead. They are the stars of Danny Girl at Jackson High. Mounting the stage on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock showtime. Tickets are $7 at the door. And Sunday at 3 o'clock again, $7. Saturday's show, proceeds going towards the American Cancer Society. So be sure to check that out. We're playing over-under. Going to ask them three questions. All the answers are numbers. And what you're going to have to do, Bryce, good morning.
Good morning.
Bryce, you're going to have to figure out whether or not their answers are over or under the actual answers. So, Bryce, hang on the line. And here we go. Up for grabs. We got a $50 gift card to one of our Taco Tuesday locations. that being the Grand River Brewery, plus 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Here you go. Here are your questions. Question number one, Alex and Mackenzie, how tall was Winston Churchill in feet and inches? How tall was Winston Churchill in feet and inches? They're in high school, so they still know who Winston Churchill is.
Yeah, he was tall, wasn't he? Or short, one of the two.
I think that's probably...
Yeah.
That's how that usually works.
No, between there.
Oh, no. All right, guys, give me an answer.
We're going to go with 6'5".
We lock it in.
Tall guy.
How long did the Hundred Years' War last? How long did the Hundred Years' War last?
Man, that's I'm going to be embarrassed if I get this wrong, but I'm going to say 100 years.
We lock it in. And I'm going to ask Mackenzie this question.
Oh, no. That's probably
in
good.
What year did Mikhail Gorbachev become premier of the Soviet Union?
Oh, no, all my knowledge of world history just left my head.
What year did Mikhail Gorbachev become the premier of the Soviet Union?
18...
1837.
1837.
We're gonna help the caller out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Bryce, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. How tall was Winston Churchill in feet and inches?
Alex and Mackenzie said 6'5".
Is the actual answer over or under 6'5"?
I'm gonna go with under.
Yeah, actually, it's the inverse. It's 5'6".
He was a...
That was on purpose.
Yeah. Question number two. How long did the Hundred Years' War last?
Alex and Mackenzie said 100 years.
The actual answer, over or under 100 years?
Let's go over.
Yep. 116 years for the Hundred Years' War. And just for funsies, in what year did Mikhail Gorbachev become the premier of the Soviet Union?
Alex and Mackenzie said 1837.
Is the actual answer over or under 1837?
We got you, Bryce.
Still over.
A little over, yeah. 1985.
Yeah.
He was the premier of Russia when the wall came down.
He did it to help the caller.
Mackenzie says they did it all to help the caller. So congratulations to you, Bryce. You have won a $50 gift card to our friends at the Grand River Brewery, one of our four locations that you can vote for right now at K1053.com for the best Taco Tuesday in town. Plus, you've got ten free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Bryce, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Well, we were just talking about pregnancies.
We were, yeah.
And trying to induce pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pizza place that says one of their pizzas is guaranteed to induce labor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina, not Charlotte.
No, it's Charlotte.
But Charlotte, North Carolina, pizza restaurant called Hawthorne's New York Pizza in North Carolina. This gets really confusing.
Okay, New York style, probably.
No, they just call it New York Pizza.
Oh, okay, good.
They have been marketing their buffalo wing pizza as the inducer.
Whoa. Now, I love buffalo pizza. Have you ever had that, like a chicken buffalo pizza?
I think I have.
Yeah, it's good.
I haven't met anything buffalo and chicken that I haven't enjoyed.
Okay. But this is the inducer.
I had a buffalo chicken macaroni and cheese for the first time.
That is delicious.
Oh.
It's so good.
It's heavenly. The shop owners even had onesies printed up.
Whoa.
For the babies that were supposedly birthed because of it. Cobb County, Georgia, however, they have one. It's a Sicilian restaurant that guarantees that any stubborn unborn child will be shaken loose from the womb if the mom consumes its meat-loaded Prego pizza.
So it's a spice, I'm assuming, right? That, you know, just kind of makes, because that's what they say. That's an old wives' tale, that spicy foods will help induce labor.
Licorice is supposed to induce labor. Raspberry tea, castor oil is supposed to induce labor.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if anyone has ever gone through any of these particular myths, consumed something, and then actually had labor induced as a result.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear. I know that they're wives' tales for a reason, so I know that some of them work, but I also know some of them don't.
What have you heard that worked?
Massages work. Spicy foods work. Long walks work.
Well, if you take a long walk and you're pregnant, eventually you're going to have the baby.
Yeah, that's a long
just
walk.
Just depends on how long
just
you're walking.
Just keep walking.
I can't imagine. I can't even empathize because I have no idea what it would be like to be pregnant and carry that around. Mm-hmm. But I know that, just talking about our friend that was here in the studio.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, her daughter is expecting. And this is the perfect time of year to be expecting.
Yes, it's not too hot, not too cold.
You perfect. Don't have to go through that summer heat.
No. Oh, that's awful.
Feeling like you're basting a turkey the entire time.
Right. Just melted butter. Just keep cooking, baby.
But at what point, did you try any of that during your pregnancies?
I don't think so. Maybe the walking and the big yoga balls. You know what I mean? Those.
What do you do with the big yoga ball?
You just sit on it and you kind of bounce. I don't know. It hopes that it'll just, gravity will make the baby fall out.
All right, here we go. 7684 hits, 768 34s, followed by an 8. It's time to play The Right Answer each and every morning. I asked Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is
The Right Answer.
Up for grabs, 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics, their new location, just about ready to open.
It's
if you drive
ready.
By it on Spring Arbor Road. Here is today's The Right Answer question. This morning I asked Jenny, name something that you climb. Name something that you climb. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess? Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess? Hello, K105.3. Marco.
Polo.
Good morning, K105. This is great. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
A tree.
A tree. No, not a tree.
Not a tree.
It's not a tree. Name something that you climb. That is the question that I asked Jenny. What was her answer? Good morning. It's not a tree. What's your guess?
A jungle gym.
Not a jungle gym. No. Good morning. Not a jungle gym. Not a tree. What's your guess?
A ladder.
A ladder. A ladder. No.
No.
Not a ladder. Name something that you climb. Jenny, what isn't it so far?
So far, it's not a tree, it's not a jungle gym, and it's not a ladder.
What's your guess?
Stairs.
Stairs, not stairs.
Not stairs.
Good morning. It's not stairs. What's your guess?
A hill.
A hill. You don't climb a hill, no. You can climb a
you
hill.
You can.
I see a lot of people that exercise by going over to Cascades Hill and just walking
climbing
up and down
that hill.
Good morning. What's your guess?
A mountain.
Not a mountain. All right. So what isn't it, Jenny?
So far, it is not a tree, not a jungle gym, a ladder, not stairs, not a hill, and not a mountain.
What's your guess?
Ropes.
Ropes.
There it
right
is.
Right there. Yes. You climb a rope. Who's this? What's your name?
Allie.
All right, Allie, congratulations to you. Do you climb ropes in gym class?
No.
Oh, all right. Do you ever want to climb a rope? I'll take what? That as a no. That's all right there. Allie, congratulations to you. You are the winner. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. What station just made you a winner? I'll say it for you. K105.3. Remember last week we talked about a guy that set the world record for swinging?
Yeah.
Just swinging back and forth, swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a swinging out there all the time.
Yeah, we decided that he was grounded.
Exactly. He was grounded from his phone.
Yep.
And by we, you decided
I decided that he was grounded from his phone.
Gotcha. I just wanted to be sure that it was the royal we is in you.
Yes, correct.
And not me.
The royal we.
There's another company out there in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Canada that decided to break a world record. It's unofficial at this point.
Oh.
But it's the Johnston Group out of Canada. Are you familiar with what they do?
No clue.
They sell third-party health insurance.
Oh, sure, them.
So they might be one of them people that are calling you all the time.
Yes. Ooh.
But you know they're from Canada when you're like, no, I don't need any help. And they're like, okay, sorry about that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry about that.
Ooh, so
oh,
sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
They set the world record, and again, it's unofficial, back on Thursday the 18th, for the number of high fives given in 3 minutes.
What? Oh, I love this so much.
Really?
I do. I think that's so fun. A whole company in 3 minutes was just like, high five, high five, high five.
Apparently, 33 Johnston Group employees spent several hours a month practicing for the world record during their lunch breaks. They made three official attempts on Thursday, ending with totals of 494, 489, and 509. Now, they did it with the 509. The previous was record was 492. Which begs the question, at what point in someone's life did they decide, hey, let's break the world high five record set in 3 minutes? And at what point did someone say, hey, I hold the record for the number of high fives in 3 minutes? And why is it 3 minutes?
I don't know, but I'm just envisioning the office memos that are posted in the break rooms. You guys, we're going to practice the high fives. You know someone's like super pumped about practicing the high fives.
And then there's the rest of them.
Right.
Really, the high five thing again,
Janice? All right, fine, Maureen, we'll do it. Every office has one, you know it.
I hear am trying to set the world record for Guinness Book of World Records by being annoyed by the amount of world records that there are in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, you've won. I love it. I love it so much.
Let's do a look at your forecast. It's brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Page Avenue, Michigan Center, Jackson's only authorized Kinetico Softwater dealer. The average softwater system uses 12 bags or more per year. The Kinetico Softwater system, just 5. Save yourself some money. Save yourself some trips to the water softener with a Kinetico Softwater system from Tom Coffee. High today, 76 degrees.
Yes.
Sunny all day long. Clouds roll in tonight. We see a 40% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm with an overnight low of 58. That chance of rain between 2 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow. After that, mostly cloudy conditions on Tuesday with a high of 63. Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 62 degrees. Currently in Jackson, we're at 50 degrees. Fair skies. Going to be a beautiful day. Jenny, it's time for you to get out of here.
I got to go. I got to go do the things.
I'm going to hang around till 10 o'clock. Jenny's in after that. Stay out of trouble. And if you can't do that,
don't get caught.